Notice the one word that came up a couple times in that passage, in those questions and the answers, is the word satisfaction. Christ satisfied divine justice. Is that important to you? Is it life or death to you? The wages of sin is death. You deserve to die. That is eternal separation from God and all that's good. That's what we all face in Adam. And so therefore, the only way, as it said earlier in the catechism, that we can escape death is if someone dies in our place. So notice what it says here. Because the justice and truth of God requires that satisfaction for our sins could be made in no other way than by the death of the Son of God. How often do you remind yourself of that? You wake up in the morning. Do you go and look at the cross? Have you seen the cross today, brother? Have you seen the cross today, sister? Is that a good thing to do as you rise out of bed? What does it do? It inculcates into us a spirit of thankfulness, doesn't it? Sometimes we don't really appreciate something until we lose it. By the grace of God, God enables us to see how much we've lost in Adam, how much we've gained in Christ. Because the justice of God, the truth of God. And then it goes on to say, why was he buried? Because, again, it evidences his death. Since Christ died for us, then why must we also die? It's a good question. Why isn't it that when Jesus died, then death has completely gone away from creation? And the answer is, we're still living in a sin-cursed world, aren't we? A world that's at war with God. Would you want to have eternal life in this world? Would you want to live and watch this? Or are you looking forward to a time and a place where there is no sin? There is no wickedness. There's no more tears. There's no more sorrow. All things are new. So what does it say? Our death is not a satisfaction for our sin, but only a dying to sin, praise God, and an entering into eternal life. I preached the sermon before, when did you die? And what were the 3 points? You died in Adam. You died in Christ if you trust in Christ, Paul says. You died to sin. Is that your testimony? I'm dead in Christ, and I've been raised again. What further benefit do we have from the sacrifice and death of Christ? That by his power, the old man is with him crucified, slain, and buried. So that the evil lusts of the flesh may no longer, notice that, reign in us. The natural man, the man in Adam, the world, the flesh reigns. There is no desire for God. We don't seek him. There's none that does good, no, not one. But in Christ, by the work of the Spirit, he's worked in us a thankfulness. Notice that. That we may offer ourselves unto him a sacrifice of thankfulness. How's the best way to express thanks for a gift? Is to say thanks. Right? Did your mama teach you that? When you get something, you're supposed to say, write a thank you note, or you're supposed to say thank you. Best way I can say thank you is, Jesus, I'm yours. Finally, some people have a hard time with that statement. He descended into hell. And I like the answer here. That in my greatest temptations, I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors, which he suffered in his soul, on the cross, and notice that statement, and before. Man of sorrows, wasn't he? Imagine coming to earth, the sin-cursed world at war with him, with God, with the Holy God. Growing up around sinful, rebellious servants. Putting up with his disciples, who he's preparing to carry on, and they just don't have a clue. Again and again, Christ suffered while he was ministering. And then it says, and at the cross. What was the greatest part of the sufferings of Christ at the cross? Was it when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was the greatest, I believe. He experienced separation that we deserve. His inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors which he suffered in his soul on the cross and before has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. What's your attitude about that? What's your thought? What's the best thing you can do? How about say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.